There's a prank that has gone horribly wrong. Students pranking their teacher, and the teacher actually died.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Terrible.
It's a horrible situation. Obviously, it wasn't intentional. We do have our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on the show. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, what a sad story. Oh, my gosh. Beloved teacher, and all these kids loved him. Mm-hmm. That's why they picked his house to do, you know, they rolled his house. And I don't know if any of us on this call have ever, I might have done that when I was in high school.
I got it done recently
in my house.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a very common high school prank, right? And every year they do this, the seniors and I think, you know, some of the other kids, they do this and it's a ritual. And this year they picked this beloved teacher and he knew they were coming. He was very excited. His family knew and he was waiting for them. He was going to run out. And, you know, so he was acting all surprised and all up in it, a part of it. Mm-hmm. And as he was chasing them away and they were driving away, he tripped and fell into the path of one of the cars.
Oh, my gosh.
And yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah.
And so the teenager who was driving recently turned 18. He's a senior. His name is Jaden Ryan Wallace. Never been in trouble. He was charged with first-degree vehicular homicide.
Oh, really?
Gosh. Reckless driving, criminal trespass, and they threw in littering. Which, man.
Come on,
throwing littering. Wait. Yeah. So this is an accident, and then he gets charged with all these things?
Right.
It was a true accident.
It was an accident, but it was caused by illegal activity. I mean, it's technically illegal to trespass. They said he drove away, you know, recklessly, quickly, you know, and, you know, honestly, I do think it's a true accident. And what I really think will happen, I mean, the kid is facing between 3 and 15 years in prison.
Wow.
Yeah. But the wife of this beloved teacher, she has publicly stated that there is no way that her husband would want this kid charged, and the family wants him, you know, let go. They want him all charges dropped. And the DA has said that they are considering dropping the charges and they're giving the family's wishes their highest consideration. So we may see the charges dropped, or certainly, you know, they would be reduced significantly.
So with the DA,
the family's adamant.
Yeah.
With a DA, even if the victim's family want the charges dropped, the DA technically could go ahead and press full charges?
Correct. It used to be way back in the day that most jurisdictions, the victim had to bring charges. But that changed in part because of domestic violence.
Right. And, yeah, they got scared.
Some of those kind of things where, you know, the perpetrator would talk the spouse into dropping the charges just to turn around and do it again. And so now the majority of jurisdictions, including this one in Hall County, Georgia, it's totally up to the DA. But like this DA said, they take the family's wishes, the victim's family's wishes into account. And here they are just adamant that there is no way he would want that. This was an accident. He was having fun with them. And that there's no way this kid should be charged.
Well, Lisa, you mentioned, so I know the driver of the car, the one that ran over the teacher, because I heard that he like slipped in the driveway because it was, you know, wet or raining or something like that.
Yeah.
But what about, there were like four other people, maybe in a different car, or there were other people. And
yeah, there were two cars.
Yeah,
you're correct. There were two cars. All the other kids were charged also, but they were just charged with trespassing and littering.
Oh, okay.
Well, from what I understand, if you're an accomplice, could they have been charged with murder too?
In this situation, no, because the underlying crime was not a felony. If the underlying crime had been a felony, the trespassing, then they could have been. Like if you are the driver of a getaway car, for example, in a and your friend goes into a store and commits armed robbery, and you drive them away, but in the process of committing the armed robbery, they kill somebody. You, in most jurisdictions, you can be charged with murder, even though you didn't even go in the store. You just sat in the car. That's felony murder.
But yeah. Even if you didn't know your friend was going to do that, you just pull up to the store and he does that.
Well, if you know he's going to, I mean, if you don't know at all and you can prove that,
okay.
If you're the getaway driver, if you're the getaway driver and your agreement with your friend is we're just going to rob this place, but it goes wrong and he kills somebody, then you can be charged with that murder as well. But here, the underlying trespass was not a felony. And so they're just charged with, you know, the trespassing.
It is, you know, because we've all pulled pranks or, you know, had pranks pulled on us. I mean, I shouldn't say we all, because, I mean, I know some girls don't do it. But usually, I feel like every time we went to Egg or somebody's house, or usually roll somebody's house, it was just our group of friends.
Yeah.
Guys and girls and just stuff. And then, yeah, you hear a teacher or it maybe it's a random person's house. Their light comes on. Everyone run. Usually we're driving, though. Like, we would, like, park down the road and do it. But anyway, but still.
How quickly do you think
anything
turn.
Could have happened? Like, we could have gotten in a car and sped off and wrecked or killed, run over somebody.
Do you think, both of you, everybody here, that the kids should be charged or all charges should be dropped?
No, I don't. Because
I think they should be dropped. I think they should be dropped.
And if that's the case, you're making a point saying they did this because of domestic violence. Then why wouldn't they just, the DA has authority over domestic violence cases, not other cases that don't have to do with domestic violence. Why lump it all into one?
It's not only because of domestic violence, but that is one where you saw a lot of, it's also to prevent intimidation of the victim, because there's situations where, you know, a victim wants to bring charges, but they're, you know, not in a domestic violence, but, you know, maybe organized crime or whatever.
Right, that's right.
You know, that kind of thing. So there's a lot of implications, but one of the big ones was domestic violence.
Official attorney of Jared and Katie, the morning. If you're ever injured, contact her right away at hireaheavyweight.com.